Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in-depth about common movie moments
from my dead body.
With the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Yeah, Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to Hans Shot First. I'm Jeff, joined as usual by Scott and Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to another round of Pop Quiz Hot Shot First.
Trivia.
That's right.
All right. So, last time we had so much good feedback on how great it was. We're going to do it again.
We're doing this podcast for us. I just hope everybody realizes that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're along for the ride.
We are going to do it a little different this time. Hopefully pick up the pace and somebody gets 1 point. Because it was a complete shutout last time we did this for both of you guys.
Yeah, dum-dum.
Yeah, it's true. See, I'm the dum-dum, but you guys are dumber-dumbers. And dumbest-dumbest. All right. So to refresh everybody's memory, I've randomly selected 10 topics that we've done a podcast on in the past, right? So last week we did Pee-wee's Big Adventure, or not last week, but last time we did this, right? And so I gave a bunch of hints based on scores we gave it, based on genre, based on our crossover topic, and they had to guess it. This time, instead of doing Name That Tune, I'm just going to start reading off the hints. And the guys are going to chime in and try to guess the answer. And whoever gets it first wins that round. You guys can only, once a hint's given out, you guys each have to say your name once. You can't do it until the next guy does. Does that make sense? You guys say your name once.
We got to call our name out before we answer.
Yes,
and then,
do that.
And then you're the one that arbitrates who gets to go.
Yeah. Yes. And then if he doesn't get it, the other guy gets a chance. If he doesn't, then it goes to the next round.
Right. And we're not taking turns.
And we're not taking turns. So as soon as I start reading this, you guys can get going. And
Scott.
Yes.
Testing. Sorry, I'm testing it out.
Okay. Interrupt me again, and you lose a point. False. All right. You guys ready? You understand?
Yes.
I'm afraid to talk
right
now.
All right. The type of this thing is a movie.
Okay. All right.
All right. The genre of this is comedy music.
Comedy music.
All right. The total Hans Shot First score is 15 points.
Comedy music.
Okay.
Scott.
Scott.
Top Secret.
Incorrect. Damn. Alex, do you have a guess?
That's a good one. Not yet.
All right. For this one, I'm going to read each person's score. So I'm going to say Alex is a score of 5, Scott is a score of 5, Jeff is a score of 5.
Damn, that doesn't help.
All right. Crossover topic. Money-making schemes. All right.
Oh, Alex.
Alex.
The Producers.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a point.
Damn. Good pull, Alex.
Mm-hmm. All
it
right.
It threw me off because I spent the whole time going like, Jeff hates musicals. Like, why would he...
give this a 5.
Yeah.
Well, but he loves Springtime and Hitler. That's like his favorite play.
Just to kind of give up the rest of the details, we released this episode in June of 2021. And the movie itself came out in 1967, directed by Mel Brooks, written by Mel Brooks, and starring other people. All right. Ready for number two. Mm-hmm. It is a video game.
Ooh. Oh, my.
All right. The genre is action, adventure, drama. All right. The Hanshot first total score is 16.
Oh, okay.
All right. Alex, 6. Scott, 7. Jeff, 3. All right. Hands on your buzzers. Crossover topic. Character creators. And I will say, like, creation screens, like creating a character in a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex.
Yes.
Was it Mass Effect?
Mass Effect is correct.
Damn it. Yeah,
for Alex. Like,
I call bullshit on the genre.
I was on the fence because I didn't know whether we talked about it or not. Because I remember putting that on my list.
Yeah, I was like, Mass Effect's RPG, like, so it's not.
Okay. I mean, I said this last time. It's coming from IMDb, right? So this is not really a video game website.
Okay.
Well, as soon as I heard the scores, I was like, okay, this has to be an RPG.
Yeah, system. I was like, a 7. I'm like, well, Mass Effect, but Mass Effect's an RPG, so that can't be it. Oh, yeah. Damn it. Jeff's tricked me twice now.
That's right. Deliberate. Yeah, well, that was deliberate.
But Dum Dum is tricking you, Scott. What does that make you?
Your ruse is very clever, sir.
Ruse? All right. This is a relative recent podcast. We did it in February 2023, so just over a year ago. Feels like we just did it.
It's like everything over like the last 4 years, it feels like we just did.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And in theory, we did was the Mass Effect trilogy. It wasn't the first one.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Number three. Well, let me pull up the IMDb page real quick. All right. This is a movie. Genre, adventure, comedy, drama. All right. The combined score is 14. All right. Alex, 5. Scott, 4. Jeff, 5.
Ooh, interesting.
Wow, something that you guys like more than me.
All right. Crossover topic. Favorite bad lawyers in movies and TV?
Alex.
Alex.
Oh, damn it. I don't think we did this. Jury duty?
No, we didn't have to do that.
Scott, do you have a guess?
No.
All right. We released that podcast in August 2022. Okay. The movie came out in 1998.
Alex. Is it My Cousin Vinny?
No, it is not My Cousin Vinny. Scott, do you have a guess?
No. I'm hung up on the lawyer thing.
All right. The director is Terry Gilliam. If I didn't say that correctly.
It's Terry Gilliam, and I gave it a lower score than you guys.
All right, I need a guess. We're going to the next one.
Wow.
All right. Star, Johnny Depp. Another star, Benicio del Toro.
Scott. Okay. Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
Okay. Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. Sorry if you want the full title.
Yeah. All right, Scott got that one. Yeah, I would have done writers. Like,
God, I should have gotten that sooner. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would have done the writers before stars, but the writer was Hunter S. Thompson. And that kind of gave it away. So I didn't do that.
Fair enough. I was like, that. I was like, what? Terry, because most Terry Gilliams, I would be like really high on, and Jeff, you'd be like, eh, at best. Yeah. This is probably the one exception.
I remember, though, I love this movie. I think it was my suggestion, and I did not like it as much this last time I saw it, so I don't. All right.
It's so bizarre. It's almost not a movie.
Okay. You guys ready for... This is number four here. It is a movie.
Movie.
Genre is comedy.
Ooh.
Okay. Hanshot first total score of 18.
Oh, wow.
Out of a possible 21, for those of you who are interested. Okay. Jeff, 5. Alex, 6. Scott, 7.
Okay. Comedy that I gave a 7 to that you guys didn't.
Okay. This is an older one, so the crossover topic is a little bit weird, but this is what we had in our description. Go over our favorite Universal monsters, and we each give our top 5 favorite lines from Star Wars.
Not helpful.
Oh, damn. Before the crossover.
I will say the Universal monsters is a tie-in. Scott.
Young Frankenstein.
That is correct.
Okay. How could you only give it a 5?
Oh.
Scott, no. Oh, I can't argue with that.
Rock solid.
I think I've always just never appreciated this movie.
You know that movie, Young Frankenstein? Scared the hell out of me.
It's funny, but as I have it up on IMDb, you know, it shows the clips, and I'm laughing at every single clip I see, but I don't know. I had a roll in the hay. Okay. Just real quick, that came out in 1974. Obviously directed by Mel Brooks, starring Gene Wilder. Also written by Gene Wilder and Mel Brooks. And Mary Shelley. Mel Brooks. She's in the credits.
I guess she had something to do with
it. Yeah, a little bit. I tried to show my kids that this past Halloween. I think they were getting a bit scared.
That's too bad.
Excuse me, I got a little drink of...
Yeah.
My Topo Chico. Because it was weird.
Little toot.
Because I also watched the original Frankenstein, the black and white Frankenstein movie with them. And they weren't afraid of that at all.
If we were going to rank like our top, like, not necessarily Hanshot first moments, but things from movies that we hadn't seen before, Frankenstein, when he walks in backward, just for dramatic effect. That might be one of my favorite things that we've ever covered on the podcast. Oh, God.
Well, he's a baby. He doesn't know how to walk forward yet.
All right, we are tied at 2. Ready for round 5. This is a movie. It is a comedy, crime, mystery is the genre, I should say. Comedy / crime / mystery.
Alex. Johnny Dangerously.
No, incorrect.
Damn it.
Scott, do you have a guess? Okay. The combined score is 16.
Right, oh, wait. Since Scott skipped, can I say again?
No.
No, I'm only one per...
All right.
I said 16. You can buzz it right now. So 16 is a combined score. If you still have a guess, yeah, you can do it. But
I see. So it's within the time limit for waiting to guess is when, like, Scott says something or when we move on to the next clue.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Alex.
Alex.
Wrong.
Clue.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Also passes again.
All right. So that's combined score of 16. Now on the next one. Scores are Jeff 5, Alex 5, Scott 6. I find this amazing, by the way. Like, I would never have guessed these scores for us on this movie.
Crime comedy.
Next. Yeah, crime comedy mystery.
Mystery.
Okay. Crossover topic. This once again is a very old episode, and this isn't going to do shit unless you happen to remember what happened in that episode. Crossover topic is, there was also a special guest appearance by Jeff.
Oh, jeez.
So apparently I was having technical difficulties or something. I don't know. Alex.
Kung Fu Hustle.
No.
Jeez.
I'm waiting on the stars.
All right. Well, the director, potentially. The release date, September 2014. That's our podcast release date. So it's an early one.
Very early.
All right. The release date of the movie is 2001. All right. Hands over your buzzers. Is that an official guess?
No.
Okay. Because no Star Wars came out in 2001, idiot. All right. Okay, here.
Jeff doesn't want to give us the super obvious thing.
Well, no, because it's the... All right, well, the director is Jay... That's not enough.
Alex. Super Troopers.
You got it.
Because Jeff couldn't pronounce it. Oh, God.
No,
I thought Jeff was, like, holding off so that, like... It would be a better clue. It was like, no, because Jeff just can't pronounce it. So that's
I can't say it correctly. I could kind of say it. But no, I was going to choose the writer, which was him, and the star was also him. So that's what I was kind of like, which one to give up? And Kevin Heffernan, and I guess two of the three as well.
Chandrasekhar.
So. Is it Chandrasekhar? Or was it Chandrasekhar? But okay, either way. Super Troopers is correct. Good job. Yes. I can't believe Scott gave this a better rating than Alex.
I wonder why Alex gave this a lower one.
Yeah.
Why did I?
He was probably thrown off because I wasn't there. Or I was only briefly there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Jeff Kinnaman, too. I thought I would have guessed Jeff be a little higher.
Yeah, it's my least favorite. Not my least of the. Like, I like Club Dread and Beer Fest better. So maybe that's why. Yeah. I don't know.
Did we decide that, like, Beer Fest overall was our favorite? Or was it, like, between Beer Fest and Club Dread?
I think Beer Fest is my favorite, but I haven't watched that in a while. Beer Fest, I don't know how it holds up.
Grandpapa.
All right. Oh, wait. So that was, who got that one? Alex, right?
Alex did. Yeah. God, I can't believe I'm losing to Alex. This is the worst.
3-2. All right. Next one. This is a movie. The genre is action, adventure, fantasy.
Scott. Big Trouble in Little China.
Incorrect. Alex, do you have a guess?
No.
Okay.
Pass.
Total score is 19. It's very high score.
Scott. Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, no. Scott is incorrect. Alex.
The Two Towers.
Oh, no. All right. The scores are Alex 6, Scott 6, Jeff 7. Showing that Jeff does have a heart.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Scott. Return of the Jedi?
Ding, 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 ding. Wow, Scott.
Woo! I should get a bonus point for that.
You should.
Even though I kept throwing out guesses.
I won't do it now because it wasn't stated, but maybe if you get it before getting to the crossover topic, you get a bonus point. But we're not doing it this time. But maybe as a tiebreaker. All right. All right. The rest of the thing was the crossover is, we also talk a bit about the Coen Brothers' Ballad of Buster Scruggs, the new Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and the Mandalorian TV show.
All right. That was definitely one that I wrote.
We released it in November 2018. The movie itself came out in 1983. directed by Richard Marquand. And written by Larry Kasdan and George Lucas. Starring Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher. All right. We have a tie game with four questions left. It's anyone's ballgame.
We should put a music bit of the war / fanfare from Rocky IV underneath all this.
Oh, yeah. Badass. All right. This one is a movie. It is action, crime, thriller.
Just a thriller.
Okay. The combined score of 14.
Oh.
That doesn't help.
All right. Alex, 5. Scott, 6. Jeff, 3. Okay. Top getaway moments is the crossover topic.
Oh.
Getaway moments. Alex.
Alex.
Is it the French Connection?
We never did the
Incorrect.
French Connection.
I don't think we've ever done the French Connection. Okay.
I know I saw it once and I could have sworn
it Scott.
For the podcast.
Scott.
Scott.
Ronan.
Damn, that's a good guess.
It's a good guess, and we have done it. So it's way better than Alex's guess.
Yes. Oh, come on.
Well, I'm in the moral battle here.
All right. The Hot Shot first release date is June of 2018. Okay, I knew that wouldn't help. The movie release date, 2008.
All right. God, what would I give him the high score and Jeff a super low score?
All right. Alex, I heard your name.
The Bourne Identity?
No.
No, Jeff likes those movies. At least the first one.
Not really. I don't. Well, higher than a 3.
Yeah.
Lower than a 6.
Okay.
Unofficial topic. I do not remember doing this movie at all. I don't even remember this movie. I don't even know if I watched this movie. So maybe that's why I gave it a score.
It's about the one where Jeff just watched like a few YouTube clips and called it a day.
I'm watching this and I do not remember anything here.
2008.
Okay. You guys ready for the actors, writers, and stars?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with the star here. Gerard Butler.
Scott.
Scott. Sounding confident.
300?
No.
Shit.
Alex, you have a guess.
I do not remember another Gerard Butler movie we did.
I know.
And a movie that I liked.
What movie did we do?
Maybe none of us watched this movie. Who knows?
Yeah.
An action movie with Gerard Butler that I liked that Jeff hated that wasn't 300. How did you feel about 300, Jeff? Just out of curiosity.
I like 300.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember what I gave it, but. All right, Alex, you have a guess before I move on to.
No guess.
All right, here we go. Director, Guy Ritchie.
Scott. Alex.
Alex.
What?
Rock and Roller.
Nope,
Alex
wrong.
Got it first.
Scott.
You got it.
No, he... Rock and Roller. You gotta say, dude, Rock and Roller is not the name of the movie.
But I'm from America.
Scott, I am deducting a point for being petty.
What?
You did not say Star Wars: Return of the Jedi episode.
No,
6,
like you
so
said. But if I said Star Wars, that would be incorrect. You would bust. Oh my god. Also, I feel like.
Oh my god.
I feel like between Alex going, "Oh, Alex," and me saying Scott, I don't know. We'll have to see the listeners judge on this one. All right. This one might go into protest. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So I'll take this point under an asterisk. That's fine by me.
No asterisk. I'm above the law, and what I say goes. I am the supreme dum-dum, and I get to choose. All right.
Alex said the name of the movie incorrectly.
He's got a lisp. Hey, rock and roller, rock and roller. Oh, he's from Boston. Hey, rock and roller. Well, I mean, you had a lisp. I don't know.
HB9, rock and roller.
HB9.
All right, 4-3, Alex, with 3 to go. All right. You guys ready? Y'all ready for this? Really wish I had a soundboard for that. All right.
Chuck jams, baby.
Okay, this is a movie. The genre, comedy, crime, mystery. I feel like we do a lot of those.
Yeah, apparently.
That's our bread and butter.
Combined score of 18.
Okay.
Sixes across the board.
It's crime, comedy, mystery. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hang on your buzzers for a crossover topic. Favorite instances of a hero taking a beating? Okay.
Scott. Fight Club? Damn.
Alex, you have a guess?
No.
No. All right. We made the episode in 2018 in December.
Okay.
That's a hit. December 2018.
Scott.
Scott.
Dihard.
No. Man. Idiot. No. You're on the right track, but not really. All right. Strike that from the record. You really weren't on the right track, other than Christmas, December time. All right.
Good job, dude.
The movie came out in 2005. All right.
Alex? Is it Shoot 'Em Up?
No. Okay, get ready.
So liquid.
Speaking of December, this movie was directed by Shane Black.
Scott. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Correct. Tomundo.
Nice.
I was on the right track because it was Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But I didn't want to like mislead like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Die Hard with the Vengeance.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I already gave you. Sorry, Robert Downey Jr., Val Kilmer, Michelle Monaghan. I never heard a sorry name. Monaghan?
Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan. Okay, it's 4-4 with two rounds left. So if we tie it up, I don't know what we're going to do. We have to fight for it or something.
We're going to sudden death for real.
Oh, I'm going to ask you sudden death trivia. That is how sudden death is going to end. Oh, please go to sudden death. The answer is Jean-Claude Van Damme to every single question. Okay.
This is for Masha Doshi.
This is a movie. Action, adventure, fantasy. Combined score of 15.
So none of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Or Star Wars. Well, yeah. Original trilogy, anyways.
All right. Alex 6, Scott 5, Jeff 4.
Ooh, trickle down.
Any guesses?
Scott. Kroll.
No.
Nice guess. Oh, dang, that's a good guess. I do love that movie.
I don't remember if I would have given Kroll a 5 or 6. So I was like, eh. But yeah, 4 is too high on that one for Jeff. So yeah, probably not.
Yeah, it is.
All right, crossover topic. Top 5 special limbs in entertainment. Looking at you, John Holmes.
Special limbs. Alex.
Alex.
Is it Legend?
We've not done Legend. Alex keeps naming movies we've not done. No.
I don't think so.
I could have sworn I would have brought that up.
You're thinking of Home Alone. All right.
I mean, Tom Cruise is the same. Anyways.
Scott, do you have a guess?
No.
Limbs.
All right. Once again, 2018. March of 2018. There is no St. Paddy's Day connection there. All right. The movie came out in 2004.
What was the genre again?
Action, adventure, fantasy. Fantasy.
Action, adventure, fantasy. Okay.
I'm pretty sure we all saw this together. I'll throw that in there, in the theater. But don't quote me on that. All right. You guys ready?
Alex. Star Wars Attack of the Clones?
Oh, no. Okay.
Giving that a six. What am I thinking?
Director Guillermo del Toro.
Scott. Hellboy.
Damn it! Yeah.
What did you say?
Hellboy.
Hellboy is correct.
Yeah.
Phew. See, his special limb is his hand.
That's right.
I do love that movie. We saw it together, right? I think we all did.
It sounds like something we would have seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Also written by Guillermo del Toro, starring Ron Perlman, Doug Jones, and Selma Blair. All right, down to the final question. Unless Alex gets it right, because Scott's with the comeback here. It's 5-4. All right.
Chad.
It is a movie.
The Bumpus Hounds?
It is a movie.
Damn it.
It is a crime thriller.
Crime thriller. Okay.
Yeah. Combined score of 15. Alex 6, Scott 6, Jeff 3. Hater of the year.
Yeah. Alex. Blade Runner.
No. Okay. That would have been a 2 probably.
Alex just going straight for movies that he knows Jeff doesn't like. Regardless
of, I mean, that's a good guess, to be honest, with you guys. Is how high you guys probably would have had 7s though. I don't know. I don't remember what you guys did.
Yeah.
Scott, you have a guess.
Yeah.
All right. Crossover topic. Top instances of actors playing themselves.
Scott. Hot Shots Part 2?
Nope. It's Alex.
That's not... Yeah, Jesus, that's way off on the... That was a bad guess on my part. I should feel bad.
All right.
Pass. Still thinking about it.
We did this in August 2021. Okay, the movie came out in 2004.
No, it's not a comedy, damn it.
Okay. Starring... George Alex. Clooney, Alex.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say Being John Malkovich, but yours is starring George Clooney.
All right, well, Being John Malkovich, your guess? Because that's incorrect.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, well, I know that now.
Well, I'll take a guess then. Ocean's 12?
Ocean's 12 is correct, and we have a winner!
Woo! That nice. Was really action thriller? I don't...
crime! Crime thriller.
Sorry, crime thriller. I guess.
Crime.
Thriller. Definitely crime, but yeah, the thriller part I don't get.
Definitely crimes.
Comedy should have been the third definitely descriptor crimes. On that.
Or shit would have been another title.
I love Ocean's 12. I know Jeff hated it. Didn't like Alex is the thing that threw me off on that one. Like, I didn't know he thought that highly of it.
Yeah, I remember that on the second time that I watched that movie for the podcast that I really enjoyed it. The first time I hated it. Also, but the second time it's like, you know what? I appreciate this more. for the meta-ness of it. Kind of like a Last Action Hero, which I was also going to guess.
All right. Well, that's it. That wraps up this week's edition of Pop Quiz Hot Shot First.
Yay.
With Scott as the winner. Alex is the loser. I am a dum-dum.
Now I'm leaving for no reason.
All right. Is there anything you guys else want to talk about? That wasn't English, but you know what I mean.
I missed a review of my of the things that I watched on the my planes. Watched a new John Cena movie with Alison Brie that I am typing. It's my brain just shut off.
Is that the one that where they keep advertising John Cena's wearing like a little girl dress?
No.
Okay.
It was called
Enhance.
Oh my god. I typed in Brie Larson instead of Alison Brie.
I do that all the time.
Freelance. I'm getting confused. Jesus. I watched Freelance. This is great radio. Thanks for bearing with us, everybody. I enjoyed it. Like, part of that was probably because I was stuck on a plane and it was kind of mindless. But the guy that plays the dictator in it, the actor is Juan Pablo Raba. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But he was pretty good. He was pretty funny. He kind of carried the movie. John Cena's good. He's shown that he has good comedic timing. He's been one of the like our more reliable action stars for like last decade, I suppose. At least. And I won't say no to anything with Alison Brie in it. So outside of that, some of the plot points were a little weird without spoiling too much. They wanted to, for whatever reason, they didn't want to stick to certain tropes, but the way they subverted them just didn't really work at all. At least not to a satisfying way. But overall, it was funny. It was entertaining. There was some okay action.
I'll give it a shot. Not you're saying this. I think this movie turned me off because the poster kind of looked like 6 days, seven nights.
it definitely has that vibe to it. Six Days, Seven Nights wasn't even the first movie to do that. Like, I don't know. We have to go back to like African Queen or something like that. But it definitely has a vibe. But they mixed it up with the Juan Pablo character. I kind of recommend it. Not for the kids. there's definitely some strong language. Definitely some dick jokes. That's pretty much it for me. I felt like I was remiss for not bringing that up last time.
Okay. Alex, do you have anything?
Just real quick. I'm kind of very proud of myself because the video games that I keep randomly trying recently, I've really enjoyed. This time, now that I finished Sea of Stars, which is fantastic, I started playing the HD remake of the Ace Attorney Phoenix Wright games. And the games aren't perfect. They have some problems, especially because it's kind of like a detective lawyer game, and you have to find evidence, and you have to pick the right piece of evidence to contradict, like, bad testimony and stuff like that. So the bad part is that sometimes it's like, logically, I know that I could bring this up and something should happen, but the developers or the story writers want you to go into a different line of questioning, and you don't know that until you've tried everything. So that right now, I'm playing the first game, which was from the Game Boy Advance, like way long time ago. So hopefully, as I progress through the sequels, the writing and the choices that I can make get a little better. But so far, I'm really enjoying it. It's very hammy and ridiculous.
So I've not played those, but my favorite thing that I've learned about them is that for the localization, instead of setting it in Japan, they make it seem like he lives in this like Japanese recreated like sub village of a city. So all the Japanese culture and stuff, it's like, oh no, this is just the Japanese part of town. Like that's like the direction the Loke took it, which I think is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
you can tell when, even if you didn't know, you can tell when this game was like released, because one of the characters says, "I'm also known as Blanco Nino."
Blanco Nino?
Yeah. From the G.I. Joe. Nice catch, Blanco Nino. Too bad your ass got sacked.
I forgot.
Don't remember that?
Nope.
The G.I. Joe PSAs?
I do, I just don't remember that one. I only remember, "Hey kid, I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading."
Stop all the downloading.
I remember that one and body massage. After that, I don't remember anything.
What about pork chop sandwiches?
Nope.
"And what are you kids doing on my fucking lawn?" That one?
No.
All right, well, you've got some homework to do.
Body massage. Body massage.
Mm-hmm. And there it is. That's it.
All
right. I kind of recommend those games, too. Like I said, it's a little rough so far, but hopefully the sequels get better.
Sounds good. Anything else you guys would like to discuss? I haven't watched anything. I'm busy with work and life, so...
They've started showing trailers for House of the Dragon Season 2. I think it's coming out in June.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah, that's...
We start talking about our dragon stories.
Yeah, more dragon shows. But that's the I watched the Beetlejuice 2 trailer, and I hated it. I hated that trailer. I hope the movie's good. It seems like it might be cool. The visuals are all spot on, but
what was wrong with the trailer? I thought it was fine.
Like, the tone was completely. It's like that new trend. Oh, we got to make it all like serious and stuff and dramatic. It's like, did you guys, whoever made the trailer, did they even watch the first Beetlejuice? No, they didn't even have a Danny Elfman song for the trailer.
You watched it, Alex. Was it Winona Ryder singing? Because like, that's what it sounded like.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
I don't know. Yeah, that could have been it.
Spoilers, it Winona Ryder's in it.
Yeah. It's become like a fucking record scratch, like annoyance for me now when trailers use like a very popular song, but they take the tempo down to make it a bit more serious and dramatic, and you know they can show slow motion stuff with it, and that's what they did with, you know, Dale Mi Banana. It's like so I'm annoyed, but I'm still gonna watch the movie. I hope it's good. It's got, I mean, Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Tim Burton's back writing, directing.
Got It Girl, Jenna Ortega.
Yeah. So I hope there's some Danny Elfman in there. There's just no fun vibe to it. It's like, no, Beetlejuice is a lot of fucking fun and it's hilarious.
Refresh my memory. I know Danny Elfman had a falling out with Sam Raimi that they eventually squashed. Did he have a falling out with God, I can't. My brain just shut up.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, thank you. How did I beat you today? I'm like so scatterbrained today.
Well, I think you used all your brain cells for tonight.
Yeah.
Just on the quiz. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Maybe like I never heard anything like that.
Just conflating the two.
Yeah.
It looks fine. Mm. Like, I usually don't get angry anymore at the stuff they're making. Like, I don't think it looks good. I'm just like, it's unnecessary. Like, we were talking about this with The Omen last week.
Just that trailer just really pissed me off. It's like, how could you miss the tonal mark on this? It's so easy.
So the trailer
is so easy.
Just not a note on the quad or anything. But unless I missed it, there was no Gina Davis and no Alec Baldwin. I can see for reasons why Alec Baldwin might not be in it. Wait,
Gina Davis was in the first one?
Yeah.
They're the
her and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, they're the couple that are like actually haunting the house.
Damn dog right. killed them on the bridge.
Wait, was it what's her face in it too? The Home Alone mom?
Yeah.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah, she's back.
Okay.
Schitt's Creek.
Never really liked that movie to begin with, so I have no desire to see this one.
Was anybody else in that
I'll
movie?
I'll stream it when it's ever on stream.
Glenn Shaddix was in it.
What about that pervert? Is he in it?
He was not in the trailer.
Nope.
He was like not in the trailer, so don't know if he's going to show up elsewhere. Jeffrey right. Jones.
There he is. Anything else? Wrap this puppy up.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.